Hello, this is Michael Drake. In Western culture, there is a great renewal of interest in the practice of shamanism. This surge of interest can in large part be attributed to the purity of shamanic cosmology, as well as the freedom and individuality of the shamanic experience. No go-between, such as the church or priesthood, is needed to access personal revelation and spiritual experience. All dimensions of reality and the mystical knowledge and powers they contain are available to one who practices shamanism. Every shamanic practitioner becomes his or her own teacher, priest, and prophet. Shamanic practice brings one ultimate power over one's own life and the power to help others do the same. Shamanism is the most ancient and most enduring spiritual tradition known to humanity. It predates and constitutes the foundation of all known religions, psychologies, and philosophies. Anthropologists define a shaman as one who enters an altered state of consciousness, usually induced by drumming, in order to make journeys into alternate realities, seeking the knowledge and power indigenous to those worlds. Shamans utilize this knowledge and power for healing and manifesting what is needed to benefit the community. These ancient shamanic ways have withstood the tests of time, varying little from culture to culture. Over thousands of years of trial and error, primal peoples the world over developed the same basic principles and techniques of shamanic power and healing. A whole way of life evolved in which everything is based on being in relationship. In the worldview of the shaman, all life forms are interconnected and interdependent. If one species suffers, all others are affected. The health and well-being of humanity is, therefore, dependent upon the overall health of the web of life. The shaman is sensitive to this sacred interrelationship and serves as a bridge, linking the human and natural realms. The shaman's prayerful communion with the natural elements and powers preserves an orderly, harmonious universe. The shaman seeks harmony with nature, and the drum serves as an instrument of attunement. In Western culture, most people will never have the opportunity to meet a shaman, let alone learn from one. Though no substitute for an apprenticeship situation, a handbook can convey the fundamental methodological information. The information presented here is the culmination of my quest to understand the power of rhythm. It is a synthesis, a blending of rhythmic knowledge from many of the world's shamanic traditions. Truly significant shamanic knowledge can only be acquired through individual experience. However, one must first acquire the methods in order to utilize them. Shamanic drum ways provide the opportunity to acquire shamanic experiences. These ways do not require changes in your definition of reality. No change in your subconscious mind is required either, for the drum only awakens what is already there. It will awaken the shaman that is dormant within you. The resurgence of shamanism nationwide can in large part be attributed to the fact that shamanic drumming offers a relatively easy means of controlled transcendence. When a drum is played at a tempo of 3 to 4 beats per second, most novices report that they can journey successfully even on their first attempt. Today's drummers are rediscovering the trance or ecstatic aspects of drumming. This new rhythm consciousness is oriented not toward performance and musical virtuosity, but toward personal transformation, consciousness expansion, and community building.
You can download the entire audiobook on Amazon Digital Music.